This is TWiT.
Last Thursday, January 3rd, Adobe released a pair of emergency out-of-cycle patches for their Acrobat and Reader PDF system. The good news is that while the bugs are rated critical and do allow for remote code execution and privilege elevation, Trend Micro, who found and reported the problems to Adobe, was unaware of any ongoing exploitation in the wild. However, an attack leveraging these flaws only requires the victim to open a specially crafted PDF and remote code execution on your system with privilege elevation. So really not good. So this makes these high value targeted for phishing attacks, so they would be unlikely to be used widely. They would be too valuable to like just spray out in an email blast or something. So if they were in use, it would be unlikely in this day and age that they would have been spotted by Trend Micro. So, which is to say, we don't know that because they haven't been seen, they aren't in fact in use. So for what it's worth, if you haven't already, this was last Thursday, just check for updates in whatever version of Adobe Reader or Acrobat you may be using and make sure you're up to date. Again, unlikely that this would bite you unless you would be a target of a phishing attack, but still, better to be safe. And believe it or not, Leo, on this first cast of the new year, we're going to talk about, yes, PewDiePie.
Oh, PewDiePie.
This time, Chromecast users have had PewDiePie pushing video content interrupting their viewing.
Whoa.
If you can believe it or not.
Wow.
Yes. On Reddit, someone posted TV randomly switching to some PewDiePie video. He posted, every 20 minutes or so, my TV switches to some crappy YouTube video about PewDiePie with, and he said, rap music and a pound Chromecast hack hashtag.
That's not annoying at all.
Anyone know how to stop this? It's driving me bonkers. Now, Google's response to this from Grace from Google, the Google community manager, Grace wrote, "Hi, everybody. We know how frightening this is. The good news is your Chromecast hasn't actually been hacked," in quotes. "Rather, somebody was able to cast to your Chromecast due to an opening in your home network." Oh, yeah, that's a great comfort. "This is the result of your router making some smart devices, including Chromecast, publicly reachable." No, actually, it's a consequence of Chromecast telling your router that has universal plug and play enabled that it would like some ports mapped to it, pretty please. Okay, so it is both. You know, it is universal plug and play. How many times must we say, you know, I will say that the instant it appeared on this podcast, we said, turn it off. This is really bad. Turn it off. And we know that Xbox people were, that was a hardship for them because, you know, arguably this was created so that Xbox would be able to have ports mapped into it. So anyway, what we have is the return of Hacker Giraffe. Remember that twice now, Leo, once while you were gone, then the second time that you, for you, the first mention on this podcast of PewDiePie was his second hack of a greater number of printers, which are exposed on the internet, all sending out the, there was like the number two YouTuber was some...
Yeah, it's a Israeli Indian channel, some, T-Power or something, yeah.
They're starting to beat
PewDiePie.
Right. Okay,
it worked, by the way. I think PewDiePie, his T-Series, has succeeded its lead to PewDiePie.
That's what it was. It was T-Series.
Yeah.
So anyway, on the FAQ for thehackergiraffe.com, they ask themselves, what's going on? If you came here because you're a victim of Cast Hack, then know that your Chromecast / Smart TV / Google Home is exposed to the public internet and is leaking sensitive information related to your device and home. What information is leaked? What Wi-Fi your Chromecast / Google Home is connected to, the Bluetooth devices it has paired to, how long it's been on, what Wi-Fi networks your device remembers, what alarms you have set, and much more. What can hackers do with this? Remotely play media on your device, rename your device, factory reset or reboot the device, force it to forget all Wi-Fi networks, force it to pair to a new Bluetooth speaker or Wi-Fi point, and so on. What can't hackers do? He says, assuming that the Chromecast Google Home is the only problem you have, hackers cannot access other devices on the network or sniff information besides Wi-Fi points and Bluetooth devices. They also don't have access to your personal Google account nor the Google Home's microphone. They do have access to the noise level in the room, however, which is interesting. Then the FAQ that they wrote for themselves asks themselves, who are you? Your friendly neighborhood hacker giraffe. We just want to have a bit of fun while educating and protecting people. Of course, this is breaking the law, but what the heck? Protecting people from open devices on the internet. We were also behind the printer hack and printer hack 2. Why are you doing this? We want to help you. And also our favorite YouTubers, mostly PewDiePie. We're only trying to protect you and inform you of this before someone takes real advantage of it. Imagine the consequences of having access to the information above. What do you want? Well, fix your device. And also, subscribe to PewDiePie on YouTube. Also, Pyrocynical, Dolan Dark, and Grande. G-R-A. I'm not
giving this is why you're never gonna succeed on YouTube. You got to be able to read these.
Wow. Don't forget good old Keemstar.
Keemstar.
Okay. How do I fix my device? He says, disable UPnP on your router. And if your port forwarding ports 8008, 8443, 8009, then stop forwarding them.
Will your Chromecast stop working if you do that?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Any way to show support? Yes. He says, Hacker Giraffe, have other things to do.
Oh, good.
Use my free time.
go.
Yes. Use my free time teaching people cybersecurity and ethical hacking. Okay. If you want to support personally or enjoyed this hack, oh, yeah, it was enjoyable, consider becoming a patron on my patron page. And I, by the way, I went and it had been canceled or closed. So I don't think that worked. So, okay. So if you go to the page that is listed in the show notes, casthack.thehackergiraffe.com, you get a status page. Total exposed devices, 72,341. Of those, 8,254 were renamed, and 65,283, that is the balance, have been forced to play video. So more than 65,000 Chromecast or smart TV devices received this annoying YouTube video. That same number of 72,341 breaks down as 1,542 were Google Home devices And the remaining 67,049 were smart TVs or Chromecast devices. So anyway, Google did say that this was the fault of UPnP being enabled. That this grace from Google continued after blaming it on UPnP, and I don't, because this is Chromecast saying, open ports to me, please. She wrote, to make your network more secure, you can disable UPnP to avoid any unwanted content being played on your devices. How convenient. The instructions are different from router to router, so we suggest checking with the manufacturer of your particular device. However, this may affect other apps and devices that use UPnP to function, meaning Chromecast doesn't really need it, but we thought, what the heck? Let's open some ports, because why not? So what I would note, there's been coverage of this. It's, as we have mentioned before, the port mapping done by the UPnP API typically is hidden from the user so as not to confuse them. Like, wait a minute, I didn't map these ports. So they don't appear in the UI. What I would recommend, if first of all, remember that GRC, the first time this it became apparent to me on the podcast, Leo, that Universal Plug and Play was being enabled externally, it was like, okay, wait a minute, let's check for that. So although this doesn't require an external presence, but you know, our Shields Up service still has from that day on a quick test for external access. That's what the bad guys are using for proxying traffic and setting up bots and so forth, and now turning around and using it to look inside people's networks. So you absolutely want that disabled for external access. But this is internal use, and it is the case that, as Grace notes, that there may be some things you are doing on your network that will stop working if you disable it. Typically, however, it is possible to manually configure the ports to the devices that need it. The problem with having Universal Plug and Play enabled is and this is what the first point we made about it when it first hit our radar, was there is no authentication. There's no username, no password, nothing. It is wide open so that anything inside your network has access to it if it's enabled and can do anything it wants to with your router behind your back. I mean, it's unconscionably bad. It always was. And we keep seeing instances where it's biting people. The point is that if you disable it, you should reboot your router. The Universal Plug and Play mappings are typically dynamically made. They are not statically stored in non-volatile memory. So a reboot should flush them, but turning it off won't necessarily close these holes, because it'll prevent new ones from being mapped, but probably leave the existing ones in place. And if you're going through all that, take the time to check with the router's web manufacturer's website with the version number. Remember that we've seen already an instance where the router itself wasn't aware that there was a newer version. So even a router that is trying to check to see whether it should update itself may not have the latest information about what is available for its own firmware. So check the manufacturer. Always update to the latest. Shut down Universal Plug and Play if you believe you can, and then do a reboot in any event, so that if you're trying to close things down, you have a chance of doing so.
And don't forget to subscribe to PyroCynical, Dolan Dark, and Grand Day.
That's right. Get props to PewDiePie.
And good old GameStar. Sorry, I threw you. I apologize.
I did. I had one last.
By the way, PewDiePie is beating, but it's T-Series, but it's really close as of seconds ago.
Wow.
Yeah. PewDiePie has about 400,000 more subscribers. He's got 80 million subscribers, by the way. It's amazing, the number. Although, probably those aren't real people. Or maybe they are. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got, if you really care, he's got 80,224,368 subscribers to T-Series 79,486,103 subscribers.
Wow.
I know you're glad. Now, I was just doing that to give you time to find your place. Go ahead.
And I did. Thank you, Leo.
You're welcome. You see, I'm helpful. Yeah. I'm helping.
What's annoying is that Google knows about this. They have known about this for years. There are a number of YouTube hacks dating from 2014 showing Chromecast being commandeered, like, well, play something on your neighbor's Chromecast.
You have to be in physical proximity, or can you do it anywhere in the world?
At least this way here, you can do it anywhere in the world because it's publicly open. And that's what this guy did. This hacker giraffe, to how many was it? 72,341 video devices were played of or found. Of those, more than 65,000 had been forced to play video.
Jeez. Do you use Shodan to find that? How would you find that?
Shodan may very well, because we know that that's the tool he used to find the printer exploits before. So he may have just said, what else can I do to push PewDiePie? Because after all, it's neck and neck with T-shirt. That's actually T-Series, I know.
T-Series. Pewd versus T-shirt.